LJ Scott running right. No, he didn't get in. Or did he? Yes. Touchdown, Spartans. What strength by the true freshman. The Michigan State Spartans are the Big Ten champions. Hello.
Well, how many of you just reflexively extended your arm when you heard that call back again? Victory for Michigan State in Indianapolis. WKAR's Al Martin of Current Sports was there Saturday night and brings us the story. Welcome back home. What was it like on the final 22-play drive?
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Mark. And to sort of kind of take people on a journey to where we were when that drive took place. First off, 22 plays,
yeah.
9 minutes. We watched part of it in the press conference area, Mark. Now, they do allow the media with 5 minutes left to go in the game to come on the field and, get ready for the trophy ceremony and whatnot. So we actually went into the tunnel right in the middle of that drive, and the atmosphere in the building, I mean, because we were where the tunnel was, we were near the Michigan State section. Now, for those who saw the broadcast, the crowd was 70-30 Michigan, Iowa, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of Iowa fans traveled for this game. We were on the portion of the tunnel where it was just Michigan State green and white everywhere. So we could see directly the emotion of the fans as Michigan State slowly and methodically drove down the field. And I think there were two key plays, Mark, that really got the crowd ramped up. And really, you know, for us media members covering the game, it really set in our minds that Michigan State had a chance at scoring here. That 3rd and 8 play, if you remember, Mark, where Michigan State, it seems like they were stymied the first two plays. LJ Scott gets stopped for 2 run plays. They're looking at the 3rd and 8. Connor Cook drops back. And Connor Cook had been inconsistent, to say the least, the mm-hmm. entire game with that shoulder of his, which he admitted was bothering him throughout that game during yesterday's press conference. But he's able to find Aaron Burbridge between two Iowa Hawkeye defenders for the first down. He mm-hmm. hangs on, as Gus Johnson said. I mean, Connor Cook put that ball in a shoebox. I mean, not a lot of area for him to complete right. that pass. He hangs on, first down. Then the momentum started to slowly shift in Michigan State's favor. And then the second play that really got everybody, you know, just biting their fingernails, Mark, was, of course, that 4th and 2 running option play. Connor Cook and LJ Scott. He had the option of tossing it to Scott. Cook decides to take it himself.
I thought he was going to pitch.
Right,
and he kept it.
Exactly. He keeps the football. Gets the first down. It's close, though, because they review it. So then I look around, and Michigan State fans are sitting there saying, oh, did he get that? And it just gets quiet. The chain gang comes out. It's evident that he gets it, and it totally just erupts at Lucas Oil Stadium. And we saw what would happen from there, Mark. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We'll be reliving this game for many, many years, no doubt about it. Well, let's look ahead to the Cotton Bowl and the championship semifinal. How do MSU and Alabama match up?
Well, if you look at Alabama, and first off, there's a lot of storylines that, of course, you will be seeing throughout the upcoming weeks in preparation for this matchup. Nick Saban, former Michigan State coach from 1995 to 1999. He worked under George Perlis. Mark D'Antonio worked under Nick Saban's coaching
right.
staff as the defensive backs coach. I mean, there's a lot of cool storylines here. They actually had a teleconference yesterday and talked about that relationship that they both share. But Alabama, they pound you with the run. Derrick Henry, who I think you should just give the Heisman Trophy to right now, he is an unbelievable running back who can torch any defensive line in this country. So Shalik Calhoun in that line had to play well. Jake Coker, a kid who I didn't think was going to be as good as he is this year, he has performed outstanding. This is going to be an old-school power football game, Mark. And at the end of the day, the big question for me is whether or not Connor Cook and that offense can really challenge that Alabama defense, one that is amongst the best in the nation.
This is, of course, as you point out, up against former head coach, Spartan head coach Nick Saban. How much of the no love lost storyline is already in play here?
It's already, as soon as Michigan State got the matchup, you know, when it was announced yesterday at noon, that's the immediate thing that I saw on Twitter. Oh, Nick Saban, you know, some of his old woes coming to haunt him now playing Michigan State. But you know, Nick Saban made an interesting, he had press conferences all throughout yesterday. And he's given Michigan State and Mark D'Antonio a ton of credit. Again, he used to work with Mark. They have a very cool relationship. And, you know, it's one of those moments that you can't blame Nick Saban for leaving Michigan State when he did. Let's be honest here. This is a golden era. I mean, Tom Izzo, what he's done with the Michigan State men's basketball team over the years. You know, you have Luana K. Simon and Mark Hollis coupled with Mark D'Antonio. That foursome is unbelievable. That kind of chemistry didn't exist back in the time when Nick Saban was the head coach here. And he did what he felt was best for his career, and he went on to win national championships. So you can't be – I understand there's a lot of Spartan fans that may be a little salty for how he left.
Right.
But at the end of the day, realistically, in my eyes, you can't really blame him. But a very cool storyline, one that you'll be seeing throughout the upcoming weeks, Mark.
More from Al Martin this afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 870 and Current Sports. Al, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Mark.